भगवद्गीता 13.14 सर्वतः पाणिपादं तत् सर्वतोऽक्षिशिरोमुखं सर्वतः श्रुतिमल्लोके सर्वमावृत्य तिष्ठति. Krishna is speaking here about the Gaya in this section from 13.13 to 19. Gaya is that which is to be known, the object of knowledge. So, sarvataha paanipadam tat. Everywhere are the hands and legs of that object of knowledge, that Gaya. Sarvata akshishiro mukham. So, everywhere are the eyes, the head, the face, the mouth, you could say. Sarvata shrutimalloke, everywhere are the ears. Sarvam avritya tishthati, that in this way that truth pervades everything. Sarvam avritya. So what exactly is going on in this verse? What is being spoken? Actually, here Krishna is speaking that what is the object that he is referring to? This is reminiscent of the description of the universal form that was talked about in the 11th chapter, that sarvam samapnoshitosi sarvaha. When Arjuna speaks that you pervade everything, thus you are everything. Nantam na madhyam na punastavadim pashyami vishveshwara vishwarupa. There is no beginning, there is no middle, there is no end. You pervade all of reality, O Lord. Pashyami vishveshwara vishwarupa. So when this is being spoken like, when it is being spoken like this, what actually is going on here? So now certainly Krishna is not talking about the Vishwarupa here. Vishwarupa has already been revealed two chapters earlier. And Arjuna's question is about something else, about the aspects of Sankhya. And specifically, Krishna is answering about Gaya. Now, of course, there is a dissimilarity in this description, in the description of the Vishwarupa. It was Anek Bahudara Vaktrinetram. So there are many hands, there are many legs, there are many bellies, there are many mouths, there are many eyes. So there was anek, here it was sarvata. Anek means many, sarvata means everywhere. So everywhere is a far stronger describer than many. It means that, whereas, you could say that there are many describers here and there, but there are many, but there are many, many people there, but there are people everywhere, if you say. So many people and people everywhere, they don't convey the same thing. So when Arjuna saw, he saw the Vishwarupa pervading whichever direction he could see. And in that, he saw hands and legs everywhere. So he saw many hands and legs. Whereas here, when Krishna is describing, he's talking about Sarvata. So, the absolute truth, the object of knowledge, is being described very very personal way, or in a very specific, or rather very form-specific way, that when you talk about the hands, the legs, the eyes, the ears, the nose, that definitely refers to a person or an entity that has all these things. Now, who or what is that entity? So, sarvata paanipadam tat. Everywhere are the hands and the legs. Sarvata akshishiro mukham. This, if we consider the three level manifestation of the absolute truth as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagwan. Brahman is the manifestation of the absolute truth, wherein form and personality are not manifested. as Krishna is the absolute truth, and he is manifested in his highest, fullest manifestation as the all-attractive Supreme Person, and he exists in his abode. Now, that same absence, so Brahman and Bhagavan are not different. Similarly, Paramatma is not different. Tattvam yad vadanti tat tattvidas tattvam yad avyayam yad tattvam yad jnanam avyayam advayam, sorry. Sadvaya, non-dual. It's all one. It's many features, three features of the same one absolute truth. The Paramatma is present everywhere. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. Is present in the
in each universe.
It's present in each atom, and it's present is present everywhere in this way. So now, a Paramatma is of course has a personal form. Four-handed, eyes, ears. It's Vishnu manifesting. Specifically, the Shudaksha Vishnu manifesting as the Paramatma. So the point becomes clear that the Paramatma is all-pervading, and the Paramatma is all-pervading. And the Paramatma is a being, is an entity who exists everywhere. And then Paramatma also has eyes, ears, and the various attributes that are being talked over here. Sarvata Shruti Malloke Sarvam Avritya Tishtati. In this way, pervading everything, that absolute truth exists. Now, the point of this description of the pervasive existence of the absolute truth is to underscore the foundational reality that the absolute truth has many manifestations, and that no manifestation is to be denied as inherently anti-spiritual, anti-devotional. And thus it is that one should not let one's devotion blind one's to one's human values. The super soul is the all-pervasive manifestation of the absolute truth, and here the Bhagavad Gita talks about the all-pervasiveness of the absolute truth, while also listing the personal features, and thus it actually helps us to see the light of love coming from Krishna and from Prabhupada. That is, that is going on in this material world. So rather than ascribing various forms to this absolute truth, various names, and then here, if we look at the concept of what is described over here from the perspective of the Gaudiya Vaishnava hermeneutic of a three-level absolute truth, then we understand that this, we can clearly easily understand that this refers to Brahman. This refers to, sorry, Paramatma, not Brahman. Now, the word Brahma doesn't necessarily refer to the impersonal absolute. Brahma simply refers to the spiritual reality, that which is great. And one aspect of that greatness is talked about here, and that absolute truth is all-pervading. It is this all-pervading truth that we are to know. This is the Gaya. Now, if we look at the flow of the verses, we will say that the stress of the Gita is not just on the all-pervasiveness of the absolute truth, especially if you read the next verse, you'll see the stress is on the transcendence of the absolute truth, and all pervasiveness is talked about as a means to help us to move towards transcendence, as we'll see in the next verse. Thank you.